After the shootings last Friday at UC Santa Barbara, Merriam-Webster editors noted that searches for the word misogyny skyrocketed. The alleged shooter left behind videos and a written manifesto that expressed hate and rage towards all women. The word misogyny does mean hatred of women, but these days the definition is changing, in part based on how society is using the word. For more on this, we turn to our favorite word guru, Ben Zimmer.
Well, it's a very tricky kind of semantic question here. If you simply define it as hatred of women, is misogyny as it's understood really captured by that definition? Or are we often simply talking about not pure hatred of women, but something more like an entrenched bias or prejudice against women? Certainly in the wake of the shooting, we saw a lot of discussion about misogyny, for instance, on Twitter, where the Yes All Women hashtag was very popular for quite a while. And that those discussions very often, like many discussions about misogyny, were not necessarily about the kind of pathological hatred that someone like Elliot Rodger would have, but this more societal prejudice against women and how these things get entrenched in our culture without even thinking about it. It just becomes a kind of an unnoticed misogyny, and I think that's what the Yes All Women hashtag was trying to bring to the fore.
I think people get the hatred against women definition of misogyny, but could you use the other usage in a sentence, you know, where it's more of this path or this underlying pathology, where it's more of the ingrained prejudice?
If you look at examples of people talking about misogyny lately, they might talk about the certain expectations that there are of for women. And very often, it becomes roughly equivalent to sexism. So it doesn't require an active, ongoing hatred for women, for instance. But this is something that the creators of dictionaries are grappling with. The Oxford English Dictionary, for instance, back in 2002, revised its definition of misogyny. It used to simply be hatred of women, and in 2002 they changed it to read hatred or dislike of or prejudice against women. And since that time, other dictionary publishers have been looking at their definitions of misogyny and seeing if they need a change as well.
I can imagine some feminists, some people that are concerned about words saying to themselves, well, isn't this watering down the definition if sexism is a better word or if there's a better word? What do you think of that?
Lexicographers who look at this have to follow usage, and very often a word and its meaning can get diluted in various ways. When we talk about misogyny as being this more general prejudice that affects women and women's lives, you could think of it as a watering down or a dilution of that hatred meaning, the original meaning of misogyny. But, you know, really it's just kind of extending the semantic range of the word. So you're generalizing it so that it talks about what's happening in society in a more general way, rather than simply limiting it to hatred. And if you identify misogyny and saying it has to be some sort of deep hatred, that could be a more limiting definition. And so in some ways, it's by generalizing it in this way, it allows people to use this word perhaps in a way that applies to a kind of a program of action for how society can confront these types of prejudices.
Mm. I suppose another approach would be for there to be a new word to come into usage. What might be a better word to describe this kind of ingrained prejudices against women, that aren't necessarily pathological hatred?
Well, I think perhaps it's too late to try to rein in the meaning of misogyny in this more general usage. So perhaps what we need instead is a word that matches what misogyny used to mean, a word that is more limiting just to the hatred of women. And one suggestion that people have made is to talk about gynophobia. So using that same Greek root for woman, but now using the suffix phobia, which we, you know, get in words like xenophobia for a fear or hatred of foreigners, homophobia, fear or hatred of gay people, that type of formation might get across that sort of stronger hatred or fear that misogyny now may be lacking just because of its own semantic development.
Ultimately, what do you think is at stake here with this debate about the word misogyny?
I think it's important when we're talking about these real hot-button issues affecting women, for instance, and prejudices against them, that it's important when we have these debates that that people understand the words that are being used, the terms of the debates. And sometimes I think with a word like misogyny, it's possible that there could be differing understandings about the word, and because of that, people might be talking at cross purposes. So it's important to understand that this is a word that is shifting semantically, and when we talk about misogyny, in some ways it might refer to the more limited understanding of someone like Elliot Rodger and his deep abiding hatred of women. In other cases, we're talking about something more societal that that does not refer to misogyny in that strict etymological way. So I think it's just important for people to recognize that words, meanings can shift over time, and recognize that because of that, we may need to define our words carefully if we're approaching a debate like this.
Ben Zimmer, thanks so much.
Thanks. Always a pleasure.
Ben Zimmer is the executive producer of Vocabulary.com and the language columnist for The Wall Street Journal, talking to us there about the changing usage and definition of the word misogyny. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.